I'm Andy Bates. Joining me in studio today, friends from the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Lithuania, and a number of guests in studio visiting the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, visiting the United States, recently attending the LCMS National Youth Gathering as well. Joining me here today, Bishop Sabutis from the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Lithuania. Bishop, welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Very good to have you here today. Tell us a little bit about what brought you to the United States and your visit to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Yeah, we're happy that we were invited to the youth gathering in the New Orleans. And for us, for minority church or representatives of the minority church, that was very special experience. Because you can imagine, there were 25,000 young people, and we are from the church that has 20,000 at all in all 56 congregations. So for us, this feeling of unity and the feeling of global Lutheranism was very special, and we are thankful to everyone who invited us and who took care about us, and to God that we could spend those days in New Orleans.
Share with us a little bit about the history of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Lithuania and where it is today as well.
The beginning was in the first part of 16th century. And our church, we can call it the Church of the Martyrs. Because a big part of our history is related with the persecution of Lutherans. First, it was persecution from the side of Roman Catholic Church and big pressure from Jesuit order. So many noble Lutherans were really in a big problem because they lost their positions in the state, and many needed to escape. Then we are part of Russian Empire. And persecution was not much because of Lutheranism, but because of our using of native language. And then communism time, and Nazi time. So altogether, taking whole history, so we had probably about 45, maximum 50 years of freedom. In 470 years period. So it's our experience is more this confession in all difficult situations.
Well, tell me about who you brought with you today.
Yeah, today with me we have Thomas. I will represent without family names because Lithuanian family names are difficult to pronounce and difficult to remember. So Thomas, he is one of our youth leaders of the church and also our new communication worker. And also he is rock band player, drum player, and also he's a Sunday school teacher, and also he has kind of private business, but he's so active member of the church. Dovidas, he's active member of the church and active member of youth camps, and from the childhood up to now in the church, and Vilta, also working in Sunday school, active in the church, and I baptized her many years ago. So I'm very happy that she is here. And both of young people, they are ending schools soon and choosing their way after 1 or after 2 years, where to study and what to do.
Thomas, why are you involved with youth in your church? What led you to this vocation of helping with youth in your church?
It is a very, very important questions for me. How I need to work with young people. My opinion is I need to We need to speak the same language what speak young people, and there is answer to bring young people in church and to do activities in church. So
very good.
And experience now what I look at in gathering in this big evening, it was very nice. I personally teach LTV organization. You has very great organization this evening, and this was amazing for me to look how you work with young people, and was interesting for me this.
What is important to you? What do you want youth to know? What do you want them to gain from your service in the church?
Do you mean?
How do you hope youth will benefit from your service to the church?
It is normally just believe Jesus Christ. It is answer. Now we young people always live in internet, and internet is how do you can connect? What do you need? Do you need Wi-Fi? Yes, and the same is with God. If you have a connection, everything is okay, and then you can live. And I want to teach for young people always to be online with God.
Amen. Well, let's talk with our youth who are here today as well. We have Vilta, is that right?
Yes.
Vilta, and is it David?
You can spell it like David.
Spell it like yeah. David. And, well, tell me about. I'd like to hear about the other youth in your church. Are there a lot of youth, a lot of people your age, or is it? Do you have a lot of friends maybe at school who are also Lutheran, or is it not very common where you live?
Well, I believe in my city. The amount of youth that goes to the church is not really a lot, but the ones who are there, they're there from a very young age, from the beginning. They're very active. They are very determined and very into it. I wouldn't say there's a lot, but the ones that are there, they're all in it, like fully on it.
What did you get to participate in at the National Youth Gathering of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod? What were some of the activities you did?
Well, my favorite ones were the sessions. I thought those were amazing, inspiring people, very motivational. It was amazing to hear their stories and what kind of inspiration they are and what kind of connection they have with God and Christ. Also, the mass events were amazing. They were... I don't know, you could really feel like people believing. You can really feel the connection they have with God and with each other. And there were the feeling of having so many Lutherans in one place. It's just outstanding. Something I personally never felt before. I don't know, like the Interaction Center was also very interesting. There was a lot of very amazing activities. Very different feelings and very different things you can participate in. So I believe those were like my favorite things and the ones that left the biggest, the ones I remember the best and I will for a long time.
Well, the activities that I liked, the most probably it was when we were going to paint the walls. In which school was that?
So you went out, participated in a local servant event in New Orleans and helped paint a school there.
Yeah. It was like very interesting and to meet with other people to talk about God. Mm-hmm. So that was for me the best. Like,
how were you chosen to be representatives for your church at this gathering?
Well, I think there are not a lot of people in our church from youth, and maybe we're the most active ones, so that's how we get here. Yeah.
Very good. Is this your first trip to the United States?
Yeah.
So what are some things that you've learned about Lutherans in the United States that perhaps were a surprise to you, whether it be at the gathering or in your other travels here?
It's something not necessarily that I learned, but I saw personally. Like, I knew that there were a lot of Lutherans, like way more than in Lithuania, but it was quite shocking to see like all of them.
Like 25,000 in one place, in one stadium. That was amazing.
So that was pretty shocking because we kind of knew it, but we couldn't imagine what's the feeling of seeing it all. So that was the biggest shocker for me.
Bishop, tell me about the attending the service as a pastor, as bishop, attending the divine service at the National Youth Gathering. What was that like for you to be a part of that?
It was very sensitive moment, very sensitive and really very emotional for me, because it's really for me was hard to believe that I ever will participate in such kind of Lutheran service. I participated as ecumenical guest sometime I saw in TV or other medias about similar services now in other churches, but to be part of a real confessional church and to be part in the place with many thousand people, and those also who watched and our friends and relatives watched whole services in internet. They followed, so we got the opportunity to discuss after because mm-hmm. that was exactly Wednesday afternoon in Lithuania. So we published that in Facebook that everyone could be with us. And this is really, probably we repeat this, but this is because very important for us that we could celebrate, and not as we are guests here in America and guests in your home and guests in your church from one side, but from another side, when we distributed communion, or we accepted communion, when we heard the word of God and we heard this as part of the responsory psalm, A Mighty Fortress. So we are as guests, but also we are as members of the family, as we also as members of the body. So, and we were really in Christ, we were one. So this was big experience as guests from one side, but as also as members of family in Christ from another side, that I didn't feel somewhere at the time from outside, mm-hmm. culturally, probably geographically, politically. So one, of course, is distance, but from the spiritually, this is where I feel that this is my place and I have brothers and sisters around me.
In some ways, as you said, culturally or geographically, you're a guest, but when it comes to being in Christ, you're at home.
Yes.
When we gather together for the divine service, you're at home. Because we are brothers and sisters in Christ receiving these gifts together. Yes. We're gathered guests, yet, you know, the church is where we're at home. Speaking of the service and worship, tell me a little bit about the worship, the divine service for Lithuanian Lutherans. Does worship look similar to in the United States as it does to the church in Lithuania?
The original structure of the worship is absolutely mm-hmm. the same. We are following the big majority of our congregations, probably every congregation we are following, and we have agenda and liturgy. We are following 16th century Lutheran liturgy, Saxonian liturgy, So the structure is the same, but probably there are some refrains and some parts that are slightly different. Mm-hmm. But essentially, it is the same. Of course, question how, but it is here in the United States, the same question: how many contemporary so-called singing must be in the church? How many so-called also traditional singing must be in the church? So, but we use a more traditional way of singing during the services, but also if there are young people and there are choirs and they prepare something special, we enjoy that. But when we have youth events, when we have camps, and we have a good number of camps, probably 3, 4, 5 camps per year, with biggest one 560 children. So they have very similar dynamic, that there is something from our heritage with very deep sense and deep poetical and theological sense, but also something that is probably more acceptable for youth subculture or culture.
I understand, Thomas. Your part of your responsibility is communication. How does digital or electronic media, social media, how is that a part of your work as well?
It is just normal work, like in all worlds, and just Facebook, emails. Also, YouTube, small movies. We do always with young people. Small movies from camps, example, are and put in internet, and then we discuss and get answer. And in this way we do all. Also, we have. In national television, one program for our church guys, and we also translate for all Lithuania our belief, our life, and we show how Lutherans lives, and it is very important for us too.
Mm-hmm.
Most communications is people. We need to speak together about belief. We speak, and then all other websites, Facebook, YouTube, and so on. It's just tools for us.
For our youth, how is social media part of your life? Do you use social media, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, things like that?
Actually, a lot.
A lot.
Every day.
Were your friends back home in Lithuania following what was happening at the National Youth Gathering?
Well, as much as we posted some things, honestly, I don't believe they turned on like the live stream or anything, but they did look at what we posted and what we were sharing about the event and everything that was going on.
Very good. And so you shared some things on social media.
Like from the event, almost everything uploaded to Snapchat story. So everyone who has us in our friends, they could see that.
Having made the trip now to the United States and participated in the National Youth Gathering, thinking over this visit, are there things, ideas that you might take back with you when you return to Lithuania?
Well, I do believe we learned quite a lot of things, not only about Christ and God, but I think a lot about ourselves as Lutherans. So I think that we're bringing back that knowledge that we learned and that we found out, and a stronger belief, maybe a stronger connection with Christ.
Pastor, are there things that you've learned on this visit that you might like to take back that might be helpful for you in Lithuania?
There are several essential things that I could easier articulate today. So first of all, that Lutheran confession, Lutheran faith, and this is really faith in gospel, faith in Christ, who was dead and risen, this that we need to confess, and we need not fear to confess who we are and how we are. And this is this was a good example. And other is that Lutheranism is not something... something old and some part of exposition of Museum of Reformation. Well, that is really something live as a church, and it's a Christian church, and it is multinational and inter generational thing. That is, and for young people, and for adults, and for old people, for seniors, because Christ is the same for everyone. So those two things: to be brave in confession, and also to be to this understanding that Christ and church is for everyone, to everyone, with everyone. And
Thomas, is there anything you've learned in this visit that would be helpful to you back in Lithuania?
I look at your organization and work. It's that is very important. And I eat this information. How I look how you work, example, with all groups, technical, how you organize all evening. And for me, I was very impressed. And I think I want to go the same way in Lithuania too, this professional way, very professional. And thank you very much for invitation and that I can to see this work.
Well, thank you all for being my guest today. I appreciate your time. Thank you for sharing your visit, sharing your time with us, and letting us learn a little bit more about the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Lithuania.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And we appreciate our fellowship between our churches, and we wish blessings. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you all, your listeners, your radio, and your church.
Thank you. God bless you, and safe travels back home.
Thank you very much.